Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 31, 2024, Easter Day. Taken from John 20, verses 1 to 9. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. She ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the gospel today. Christ's rising from the dead, his resurrection, is the greatest thing that ever happened to humanity, to man, to the world. According to St. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 14, "If Christ had not risen, our preaching is worthless, and so is our faith." As testified by the scriptures and prophesied by the prophets, it was the plan of God that he would send his Son. He would suffer, be rejected, crucified, and die, but on the third day be raised, so that man, who has been dead to sin from Adam and Eve, will be restored, will be redeemed, and be given the possibility to claim his inheritance to eternal life. It took man so long to understand this, because in the first place, how could God become a man? And how could God suffer, be rejected, be crucified, and die? And once dead, how can a dead man be brought back to life? Even the apostles were scattered when they were faced with the Lord's death. They were so frustrated, they could not understand it, despite the many times that the Lord told them, like he did in the temple, when he told them that, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days. The gospel is full of this, the Lord telling them that he will conquer death, that the cross will emerge triumphant, victorious, if only because God loved man so much that he gave his only Son, only begotten Son, so that man will regain that original image and likeness unto which he was originally created by God. That's why Easter is the feast of feasts, and the joy of knowing this in faith can hardly be contained in a day, or in a week, or even a lifetime. When the two disciples in the Gospel today saw the empty tomb, according to John, the other disciple also went in, and the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's gospel and time reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.